Protesters marched down the center of Capitol Boulevard, carrying signs that read, "Black Lives Matter," and "He complied, but he still died," referring to the police-related shootings of Philando Castile in Minnesota and Alton Sterling in Louisiana. Virginia Farr, who is white, attended with her three black daughters.
People are dying even when they're complying, even when they're trying to do what the police want. And so it's time to speak out and say, no, we have to value black lives as much as white lives.
Farr wasn't involved in the Black Lives Matter movement until the deaths of the two men last week. Farr says Thursday's ambush of police officers in Dallas also struck a chord.
And just because we're pro-Black Lives Matter doesn't mean we're against the police. It's wrong to kill.
Eve Garden was one of the people who organized the protest. She says it was directed as much to the communities outside the state as here inside Idaho.
We're here to maintain and build safety in the community and to stand in solidarity with communities that are currently experiencing murders from law enforcement on people of color.
The march ended with a rally at Julia Davis Park. For KBSX News, I'm Tom Michael.